Help us, O God, to be masters of ourselves, that we may become the servants of others. Take our lips and speak through them, our minds and think through them, and take our hearts and set them on fire for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, if you asked me, I would say, I blame it all on Paula. I blame Paula for interrupting my plans for a comfortable life as a priest. On a February day in 2015, I was visiting patients as a chaplain at Children's Hospital LA when I saw a missed call from Paula. Why would Paula be calling me? I had gone to know her on a few occasions, initially with when she and Hank interviewed me on behalf of the diocese when I was going through the ordination process. Was she calling me because I was in trouble? Or better yet, was it to tell me that I had won some award? So I found a quiet corner in the hospital dining hall and called her back. And in that conversation, Paula asked me, Peter, why don't you come to St. Francis? She caught me off guard because even though I was just a few months away from ordination, I had not been looking for a church job then. I had a full-time therapy practice a mile from home in Pasadena, and I had been attending St. James Church in South Pasadena, where I was hoping to volunteer as a priest. Life was pretty comfortable. An ordination would have been that extra thing that would have allowed me to serve the church in just a slightly different way. So I blame Paula for interrupting my plans for a very comfortable life. So I prayed to be open, and Christina and I, we prayed. And a few months later, I finally found time to visit St. Francis. That Sunday, Connor Hennebury and Elizabeth Zack, then high school seniors, preached wonderful Mother's Day sermons. I met a few members of the vestry while enjoying delicious sticky buns made by the friars. Coffee hour was going well until Paula interrupted my conversation with Fabrizio, and she asked, so Peter, looks like you're having a good time. Shall we head over to my office for the interview? Well, when Paula asked in February, Peter, why don't you come to St. Francis? I had assumed that it was an open invitation to join her staff after ordination. So the aha moment, or aha in that moment, was realizing that she had invited me to apply to join the staff. I didn't realize there was going to be an interview. Well, a month later, I accepted the offer to start in August, and here I am, my last Sunday at this church I've called home for the last 4 years. 4 meaningful and very full years of partnering with Paula and the staff, sharing a very fun office with Hank, and serving as your associate rector. 4 years of juggling 2 jobs and 2 locations, and of receiving this gift to serve this faith community. Paula, thank you for inviting me here and for interrupting my very comfortable life. Little did I know when I said yes to Paula and answered God's call to serve this faith community that my life would be set on a very different path. I had no idea how deep my calling as a priest would grow, how much I would be stretched, and in what direction this path would eventually take me. I have been blessed by all of you, your kindness and generosity, your prayers and faith, your openness to respond to God. It has been a wonderful surprise and discovery. This morning, I share my story because I know I wasn't supposed to live the comfortable life as I had planned. And that, yes, 4 years ago, I hope, has set all of our lives on a different course. We pray each Sunday to be open, to be transformed by the Holy Spirit and each other. And you have been part of my transformation. And I hope I, too, have been part of yours as well. And so it is fitting that this morning we also read from Paul's first letter to Timothy, his exhortation to those who have much to not settle for comfort, but rather to strive for godliness combined with contentment. Paul is speaking to me from 4 years ago, and he is speaking to us today. Let God interrupt our lives, and transformations await us. To those that are rich, to those who have an abundance, and St. Francis does have an abundance with financial stability, gifts and talents, hospitality and warmth. Paul reminds us that life was not made for comfort. We brought nothing into this world so that we can take nothing out of it. Abundance is a gift to give away and not for us to keep. Paul admonishes us that abundance can lead us to be self-contained and comfortable. Consider the words that Paul uses. Pursue righteousness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life. These are words of action. We are not called to sit on our hands, but to engage our faith actively. Paul writes, God desires us to do good, to be rich in good works, generous and ready to share God's love, God's blessings, to give away our abundance to others. And the outcome, so that we may take hold of life that really is life. Paul is describing the joy and fulfillment in being a giver who gives out of a deep sense of abundance. And this stands in contrast with the rich man in Luke's gospel. He was so comfortable that he failed to see the needs of the poor man Lazarus when they were both alive. The rich man was so comfortable that even while burning in some version of hell, he was trying to order Lazarus to bring him water to cool his tongue, to send Lazarus to warn his brothers to not follow his path to destruction. Even in hell, this rich man would not change his ways. Out of a life of abundance, he could have been a giver. But he was still very much a taker and a user. Having had much, he did not give away. Having had much, he wanted more. Godliness with contentment, he did not have. So in today's readings, both Paul and Jesus agree that comfort can condition us in certain ways and blind us to the needs of others. Comfort can make us takers and users and not givers. So how might God be interrupting our comfortable lives today? what transformations await us, and how might we continue to grow as givers out of our sense of abundance. There is a journey ahead for all of us, a journey of giving out of our abundance, of being God's instruments of peace and justice. There is a journey of taking hold of life that really is life. So how might we continue to be opened to being interrupted and to being transformed? These past 4 years, I have been blessed by your kindness and generosity, your openness to grow and to be stretched. Thank you for being part of transforming me. I will miss all of you, and I will miss this very special place. These past 4 years, as your associate rector, I've had a front row seat as Paula and I would meet every week to talk, to pray, to discern the movement of the Holy Spirit for St. Francis. And we often come to this conclusion that St. Francis Church is poised for more, to give abundantly, to take hold of the life that really is life. So today, at this fork, our journey part ways, where we both move forward, letting God interrupt our lives and welcoming the transformations that await us. I will be cheering you on as I move forward and as you all move forward as well. Regardless of wherever we are in a journey of faith, may we open our hearts to God and seek God to interrupt our lives. May we welcome the transformations that await us, and may God move us to take hold of the life that really is life. Amen.